Layer 718 to the brink of war, and 1941 timeline to December 5th. A text panel mounted on top of the photograph to the right reads, "To the brink of war in Europe. If Great Britain goes down, the Axis powers will control the continents of Europe, Asia, Africa, Australasia, and the high seas. It is no exaggeration to say that all of us, in all the Americas, would be living at the point of a gun." Franklin Roosevelt, Fireside Chat, December 29, 1940. In December 1940, FDR received sobering news from Winston Churchill. Britain was nearly bankrupt and could no longer pay for U.S. weapons and supplies. Roosevelt responded with a proposal to lend or lease war materials to the British. Isolationist critics raged that FDR was twisting words, but Congress passed the Lend-Lease Act in March 1941. When Germany invaded the Soviet Union in June 1941, FDR extended Lend-Lease aid to the Soviets. During 1941, FDR also helped protect supply ships bound for England by drastically enlarging America's security zone to include much of the North Atlantic. Expanded American military patrols carried the risk of armed encounters with German submarines. By the fall, America was involved in a dangerous, undeclared naval war with Germany. Many feared it would draw the United States into the conflict. Text continues on a second panel to the left. To the brink of war in Asia. I tell American people solemnly that the United States will never survive as a happy and fertile oasis of liberty surrounded by a cruel desert of dictatorship. Franklin Roosevelt, Radio Address, July 4, 1941. While FDR struggled to assist the British and Soviets, he also confronted a growing crisis in Asia. During the 1930s, Japan began expanding its borders, occupying Manchuria, and then mounting a full-scale invasion of China in 1937. In September 1940, after the fall of France, Japan seized part of French Indochina and signed a mutual defense pact with Germany and Italy. America had long opposed Japanese aggression. In July 1941, when Japan moved to occupy all of French Indochina, FDR sharpened that opposition. He froze Japan's assets in the United States and banned Japanese purchases of American oil. Without this oil, Japan's military would soon grind to a halt. Japan's leaders faced a choice: end their aggression or confront the United States. During the summer of 1941, they began secret preparations for war. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.